In Greece, meanwhile, the government has passed the latest austerity measures needed to avoid a default, but they have not been accepted by the people. Very real boiling anger in Greece, a sense they've been betrayed by their own leaders and by their supposed partners in the European Union. The question this morning is whether Greece can be held together politically. Chris Morris, with our partner at the BBC, was in Athens last night as the clashes unfolded.
This is the soundtrack of the Eurozone crisis in Greece. It's a topsy-turvy world where Parliament votes for measures it doesn't really want as police and protesters battle in the streets outside. There are plumes of smoke as buildings burn across central Athens.
An ambulance is just driving onto Syntagma Square through clouds of tear gas to try and pick up a couple of people who've been wounded in these clashes. It's a familiar sight here now, running battles right outside Parliament in this age of the Eurozone crisis.
Εψήφισαν συνολικά 278 βουλευτές.
So the result has been announced and the vote's gone through, with a few MPs sounding rather defiant.
Δεν είμαι πολιτικός που θα συνεργήσω.
I'm not a politician who wants to return to the drachma, says Sotiris Tsatsagakis from New Democracy. I'm not a politician who'll vote for bankruptcy. But for the majority who said yes, like Nassos Elevrous, there's precious little enthusiasm.
It is a first step. I understand that we need to deliver a lot of reforms. The problem is that trying to deliver such reforms within a short period of time causes more problems than it should.
Europe is asking you for too much, too quickly?
Yes, too quickly.
Even if this second bailout is approved by Eurozone finance ministers this week, plenty of questions remain. Will even more money be needed? Very likely. Will austerity laws actually be implemented? Quite unlikely. And will Greece, this peripheral outpost of the Eurozone, continue to hog the headlines? Yes, because this is where popular anger and the politics of austerity are meeting head on.
From our partner, the BBC, that's Chris Morris in Athens. You just heard that report from the streets, the violent streets of Athens. Among the people who witnessed the demonstrations last night was our next guest, Evangelos Stefanou, who took part in the demonstrations yesterday. Evangelos, welcome to the program.
Hello.
And can you tell me what you experienced last night, why you participated in these protests?
Well, why it's a bit obvious, I guess. It's the second time a vote comes up for new austerity measures and new loans, which loans are not in favor of the people. It's just to reduce, supposedly to reduce the debt and save the banks, which is not okay by the people, as you probably saw last night in Athens.
Would you say that your life would be particularly affected if these austerity measures are implemented? Would you have reduced wages or lose your job?
Yes, everyone has reduced wages, but that's not exactly the point. It's more general. It's decisions are made not for the people, just for someone that makes more money. That's all about it. And of course, everyone is losing their jobs and they lose their wages. And mine is not lost yet. It's just reduced. But it's not about that. It's not about personal favor and personal interest. It's that what happens. It's against. First of all, it's against democracy, because even if you saw the voting process, whoever votes against their party, they get out of the party.
Expelled, yes. Well, explain that to us, though, because it does appear that the government has a significant majority in parliament, and the government, if they didn't get a mandate, there seems to be some appetite among the Greeks to pursue this austerity. Are you standing in the way of progress?
Well, yes. The thing is that this plan they've made since 2 years now, the austerity plan, it doesn't really, even in the plan, even the most optimistic way of implementing it, it doesn't prevent debt from rising. So it's not a plan at all. It's just making some money to rescue some bonds, and people have understood that. several months now, and they try to get in the way. It's not the wages that are bankrupting this country. It's just huge loans that are not for the good of the country. It's just loans to make the banks go more rich, I suppose. I know this sounds a bit, I don't know.
No. It sounds, I understand exactly what you're saying. Would you prefer to go it alone and get out of the Eurozone?
Actually, right now, yes. That's, I suppose many people right now think that that's for the best.
To just make your own way, re-establish the drachma, and even given the difficulties of convertibility, you would go it alone?
Yes, I think that it will be tough in the beginning, but the agreements they make now, it's for the future, it's not just for now. It's loans they signed for 30 years, and they also signed the option that these loans have to be repaid in euro or whatever will be the Greek currency.
Debt versus political control in Greece. It's an issue on the streets and in Parliament. Evangelos Stefanou took part in those Athens demonstrations yesterday. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.